Luke chapter 24, please. Look at verse 1, starting with verse 1. It says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? Is he not here, but is risen? Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words." Here we see such a great picture of the Lord, of our God, who loves and cares about us. How he did not want us to stay in a place of a sinful state, basically, but brought redemption and mercy and grace upon our hearts and upon our lives. We serve a risen Savior, people. We serve a Savior with great power, with great authority, with great mercy that he gives unto us. The power of our God. You see, the grave wanted to keep him low. But the grave, because of the power of our God, could not keep our Savior in the grave. Amen. Could not. He had never sinned. The sin nature wasn't in him. His mission was to bring back humanity in touch with their God, their Lord, and their Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah to our God. And now we see the Old Testament. They served the risen Savior that would come. In the New Testament, we're serving a Savior that has come and that has brought victory in every aspect of our hearts and our lives. The power of Almighty God. Praise be unto our God, who has given us all grace, all mercy, all power to live a life free from the evils of this world, free from the bondages of sin, free from bondages that hold us back from becoming what God would want us to be. Hallelujah to our God. Hallelujah to our God. Amen. Oh, I tell you, he's a good God, people. And there's no one like him. There's no one like him. There's no one that has given their life for us like he has. And what he has done. That we as Christians, we serve the God that has gone before us. We serve the God that has given his life. We serve the God that will do whatever it takes to keep us right with him. That will move on our behalf. That will change circumstances around because of who he is and what he wants to accomplish in our hearts and in our lives. The risen Savior, the risen Savior, the risen Savior. My God. And when he was finished, he sat down next to the Father and said, "It is finished." Well, on the cross he said it. But his work was completed on our behalf. I want y'all to cue up this next video about our Lord and Savior. It's only about a few minutes, well, 2 minutes, I think, this video of the risen Savior. Amen. Whenever y'all are ready, go ahead. Amen. Amen. He is the resurrection and the life. I want you to turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, page 2171. Jelaine and I were able to finally take our trip to Rain, to the bed and breakfast there. And we want to thank you again. I know that our anniversary was in November and we just didn't have time to get away. We had a great time. The place was awesome. The breakfast was so good. My God. It was worth it. I said, oh my God, look at this. But I tell you, your generosity towards us astounds me. And I know both of us want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful place. Couples, if you ever want to get away for a night or two, you need to go there. You need to go there. Go there. And just enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the homes that are there. The place. Beautiful place. Just a matter of note, I know tomorrow morning, Jelaine and I are leaving again. And you might say, golly, you haven't worked in a while. Well, I haven't worked at that other job, but I've worked here. And Jelaine and I are leaving early in the morning for a few days, and we're going back to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah. Yeah. That's where Jelaine and I went for our anniversary 33 years ago or so, and we're going back again. We've been there numerous times, though. But we're just going back just to enjoy, just to recoup and just get our focus back straight. You know, not back straight, but just, you know, just resting and stuff and just letting God be God. And so pray for us if you don't mind. I know you pray for us every day, and I thank you for that, that everything would go well going and coming and there and back and all that stuff. And so just the power of the Holy Spirit would be with us. John, 1 John chapter 3. Look at verse 8. He who commits sin, and that's talking about practicing sin, okay? That's not none of those, is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yes. Here we see God allowed Jesus to come to Mary, born of a virgin, had Jesus, and Jesus' job, the thing that he was to accomplish, was to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Now, he is our leader and our guide. He is our Savior. Amen. And so he was to destroy the works of the devil that had been manifested upon the earth. And you might say, well, how did he do that? He did that by destroying the sin nature that was upon the earth that held people back from our God, our Lord, and our Savior, and from having victory in their hearts and lives. He brought it about by what he did at Calvary's cross and by resurrecting from the grave, which was never in doubt. You know, I've heard some say, well, I mean, he had to strain, he had to... People. He made old Slewfoot. Our God has more power than what he could ever imagine. Yes. Yes. And he's come to destroy the works of the enemy, and he did that by resurrecting from the grave, by shedding his blood and rising from the grave. Yes. My God, destroying the works of the enemy. That's why you and I can have victory in every area of our lives as we hand it over to him and we accept what he did at Calvary's cross. Saying, Lord, I put my faith in that work. And in putting our faith in that work, he gives us the ability, the power, the want to, the desire to accomplish what he desires and wants to accomplish in our hearts and in our lives. There isn't anything that God didn't conquer or Jesus didn't conquer on Calvary's cross. You might say, well, God, this is a little too hard for God. I don't know if he can do this in my heart. I don't know if he can do that in my heart. Let me tell you, there isn't one thing that he didn't pay for at Calvary's cross to give us victory. All things have been paid for. He's come to destroy the works of the enemy. And he did it on our behalf. Now we can accept it. We can take it. And we can let God destroy those things in us. And as he does that, he helps us to destroy the works of the enemy by the power of God that is in us now. The God that lived in a building at one time now lives in our hearts and helps us to destroy the works of the enemy. Every time you pray with somebody, every time you pray for somebody, you're destroying the works of the enemy. Hallelujah! Don't ever think that your prayers are useless in the kingdom of God. All Peter prayed was, Lord, help me. And God was on the scene. Jesus was on the scene. People, he's looking for a church. He's looking for a people that will call upon him. Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Calling upon our God. Calling upon what he did at Calvary's cross. And claiming the things that God has in store for the church. Look, the church, the body of Christ, can walk in defeat or can walk in victory. Individual people that are Christians, no matter what, they love God, they accepted him as Lord and Savior, they can walk in defeat still, or they can walk in victory. It's what we put our faith in. Just like when we got saved, we put our faith in him. And we accepted him as Lord and Savior. Well, now on our journey with our God, as we go on with him, we put our faith in him again. And we, Lord, I put my faith in you, Father, and what you did at Calvary's cross. And the power of God comes in and helps us to overcome those things. To overcome everything that tries to destroy us. Because the enemy comes to what? Steal. Who? Kill. And what? Destroy. But God came to give us life and to have it what? More abundantly. My God. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. Don't let him work in your heart. Don't let him work in your family. Don't let him work in your life. You might say, well, what do? You put your faith in God and you yield your knee before him. And you say, Lord, move. Lord, move. That's faith. When you know all you can do is bow your knee and call upon him, and you can't physically go do something. We like to physically go do something. And we leave the prayer behind. And we leave leaning on God behind. And we leave the source of our strength. The source of our power, the source of our deliverance, the source of who he is. We need to get back to the source. The source is our God. The source paid the price over 2,000 years ago upon Calvary's cross. We just got to receive it. We got to stand firm in what he said. We got to believe his word and do what he says to do. And the power of Almighty God comes upon our hearts and upon our lives. Praise be unto God. You can be going through the worst time in your life and still walk in victory. Because you see, God's not moved by circumstances so much. God is moved by faith in him and what he can do and what he wants to do and what he will do. My God, keep your faith in him no matter what. 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 Keep your faith in the risen Savior, the risen Lord, the risen God. No one has ever risen from the grave, ever, in the past, in the present, or even ever in the future. You might say, well, some people came back to life, but they didn't rise from the grave. Life came back into them. Jesus never died so much spiritually. He never did. They took the flesh a little bit, but he rose from the grave. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine the grave site? My God. It says when Mary and Miriam, I think, they got to the grave, it was open. The stone was rolled away. They said there's no way these ladies could have rolled that stone. It was massive and huge. They look in and what they see, an angel. We don't realize what we go through in life, how God commissions his angels towards us. My God. We don't ever bow to an angel. Don't ever give them homage of any kind. Never. Honestly, we were made a little lower than God, but they are lower than us. Read Job. Lower than us, people. So anybody says, oh, they're an angel now, that's like a degrading. In humanity, God had us at the forefront. That's why he had so much mercy towards us, being deceived from the beginning of time. No other race, if you want to put it that way, no other mankind that we know of has ever had the privilege of a Savior coming down from the throne room of heaven, born of a baby, vulnerable, becoming a man, ministering, and then dying upon the cross and rising from the grave. He lives, people. He lives. And he came for us to destroy the works of the enemy in our lives. In our lives. To destroy what the enemy wants to bring to us. Do you realize that the enemy wants to destroy your family? Do you realize the enemy wants to destroy you? Do you realize the enemy wants to destroy your children? Do you realize the enemy wants to destroy your whole family? Because he hates humanity. And he wants to bring everyone he can down with him. He still thinks he can win. Doesn't that tell you something, how foolish he is? The foolishness of our enemy. We know this. We've won. Jesus rose from the grave. We've won. He's coming back for us. We've won. We're going to live with him forever. We've won. We're going to come back with him. We've won. We're going to live and reign upon the earth forever and ever and ever. We've won. No matter what. No matter what, you have won, because God is your source, your power, your strength. We serve the resurrection God, our Lord and our Savior. Praise be unto our God. Praise be. Destroying the works. Get up in the morning. Call out your children before God. And say, Lord, get them. Get them. Lord, pour out your spirit upon them. Call out your wife or your husband before God every morning or evening, whatever time you pray. Asking God to move upon them. Asking God to protect them. Asking the manifested word of our God to be upon their lives. The power of Almighty God. Praise be unto our God. Hallelujah. The risen Savior that rose from the grave. There's no other one like him, people. After he rose from the grave, he went And he preached the gospel. People. He preached the gospel. And let loose the ones that are captive, that the devil held, not on the burning side of hell, but in the part of hell, and brought them with him to eternity. But for 40 days, it said Jesus went around the earth before his ascension. He rose from the grave. 40 days later, he took his rightful position on Calvary's cross. You might say, what did he do for 40 years? He encouraged his disciples. He helped them because they were going through some hard times. The enemy was trying to destroy it. That's the kind of God we serve, that cares about us, that cares about you, cares about your family, cares about how you live, cares about where you live, what you do, where you go. He cared about them, encouraging them and helping them. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise be unto our God. Today's a glorious day, people. Jelaine reminded me yesterday of something, and I said, yeah, that's right. April the 17th. What a glorious day. I know we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. But April 17th has great significance in the scriptures. On April the 17th, and you can find this in Genesis chapter 8, verse 4, Noah's ark safely rested on Mount Ararat. April 17th. You might say, well, that's interesting. You see, our April is like the Abib of the Old Testament, their calendar. Or it was called Abib or Nakor, one of the two. On the 17th day of April, it says the Israelites passed over the Red Sea. Interesting, huh? You look at it, you might say, it says on the 15th, and it says this day later. I'm telling you. April the 17th is when Esther went in to the king and she told him what Haman was about to do to her people. And God said it can't be. The king, because God used her. And on April the 17th, it says that instead of the gallows hanging Jews, they hung Haman instead. That's the kind of God we serve. On April the 17th, Abib, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. That's found you can look at Mark, but in there, talking about the first fruits and which day that was. People, we're celebrating April 17th. One in a trillion or a billion that these all things would happen on the same day. God is a God of precision. God knows what he's doing, people. April the 17th, we served over 2,000 years ago. We know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, rose from the grave. The power and the authority for the church body to receive what he did, all because of the love that he had in his heart for us and obeying the Father. What a God we serve, people. We are serving the greatest God there ever was, that there ever be upon the earth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise be unto our God. Praise be unto our God who broke all the gadgets or all the things that the enemy tried to do to God's people. The power of Almighty God, the resurrected Lord and Savior. What a God we serve, people. What a God we serve. what a God we serve. I want you to turn, if you would, to this last scripture in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Oh, Jesus. It says this, talking about his ascension. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, his ascension, and sat on the right hand of God. Jesus, after he rose from the grave, stayed upon the earth for 40 days, encouraging the disciples, helping them. Doubting Thomas, all that stuff. And it says after his work was complete, he went back to the heavens and he took his rightful position on the right hand of God and he sat. Giving us the power and authority to accomplish what he came to accomplish, to destroy the works of the enemy. Destroying it. Walk around like you're Christian people. Walk around. I'm not talking about pride and arrogance. I'm not talking about that. Walk around knowing you know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Walk around knowing that if God wants to use you to help pray with that person, he can use you. Walk around like a man of God saying, hey, if God wants me to help that person to share the gospel about this or that, sharing the gospel. You see, God calls his church to share the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. They have to have a preacher. We're all preachers. Heralding the word of God. They have to have somebody to tell them about what God can do, what God wants to do. They have to have somebody to share it. Angels cannot do it. That's not their job. Their job basically is to help us. To help us. To keep the enemy away, however God wants them to do. To bring an answer for us. To bring maybe encouragement or help, whatever he wants to do. But it's our job to keep preaching the gospel. It's our job to keep telling people about the love of God. It's our job to keep telling people that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, that he is the King. The answer you're looking for is in Jesus Christ and nothing else or no one else but him. But him. That we keep telling and telling. You might say, well, I don't see no results. It's not up to you to bring the results. It's up to the Holy Spirit, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to bring the results. Amen. We just keep telling because we're sharing about a risen Savior and about a risen God who is worthy. Who is worthy? 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 Our God, our Lord, and our Savior. Praise God. Praise God. Before we close, I just want to say this. I hope you have a great day today. I have one last video I want to show you as they queue it up, and it is a song. If you would, just please stand as we sing this song about our Lord and Savior. But I want to tell you this. From Jelaine and I, we hope you have a great Resurrection Sunday. Eat all the gold bricks you want to eat. Eat all the Easter Bunny chocolate you want to eat. Eat all the eggs you want to eat, whatever it is. Then you go back on your diet and fast tomorrow. But I hope you have a great dinner, great supper, whatever, gatherings. And just enjoy, okay? Amen. If you would, go ahead. And then after that, Andrew, you'll come up and close us in prayer.
I sang this for 14 years every night with dear friends of mine, and I thought it's a great way to close this night. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died.